And it's a very simple system, but a lot of people, they confuse it. A lot of people will break this down, and they'll maybe use one component of the system, but they don't put the entire system together. And that's where you start seeing a lot of breakdown, and where people can't create and sustain the momentum. And so the first thing that we do, and I'll just kind of tell you all four steps to it, and then I'll come back and break them down all together, but we use one-on-ones, two-on-ones, travel parties, big shot meetings, and then we promote to the big events. And so just to kind of break that down for you, we use the one-on-ones. In fact, one-on-ones and two-on-ones are my favorite way to present this information. If I go back and look at the 79 people that I've personally sponsored, probably 75 out of the 79 have come from a one-on-one or two-on-one. That's the way I share this. That's been my most effective way to provide people with this information. And so when people talk about one-on-ones or two-on-ones, I always want to make sure people that are, especially you guys that are brand new, understand we don't just use lingo that maybe go over your head a little bit. And so one-on-ones is simply where you sit down as you being a member or a rep and sharing this information with somebody who's not yet a member. And so a one-on-one is just you along with your guest. And so if I'm sitting down with somebody doing a one-on-one, or if I'm sitting down and sharing this idea with somebody else, it can be in person or it can even be long distance, I'm just simply putting them in front of the information. And so I use several different ways to do that. I use the video. I use just push play. Lots of times, I love meeting at Starbucks and Panera Breads. And so those are probably my two favorite offices outside of my office. And so I sit down there and I'll show those. And the reason I really like those two locations is if you do use the Just Push Play video, it's a comfortable environment for that to be done in. You know, if I'm sitting in a restaurant where everybody else is, you know, having a nice casual lunch around me, it's a little awkward for them to be propped up with a computer and a headset on in the middle of a restaurant. So I try to avoid doing that in the restaurant environment. But Starbucks or Panera's, on the other hand, everybody's on their computers, everybody's got their earpieces in, so it's a comfortable environment for people to do that. So I try to put the person that's looking in a position of comfort. And so the way that I do that typically is through the video. So the other thing that we do a lot of is two-on-ones. And this is my favorite way today to share the information with people. And when I talk about a two-on-one, there's some magic, I believe, in the two-on-one from a credibility standpoint. And so the magic is this. If I'm sharing this information with somebody that's brand new, that has not yet joined, I'm usually going for somebody else that's on my team. I'm usually sitting down and helping share the information for them. But the key to a two-on-one is that the person that you're showing doesn't know you. That may sound a little weird, but I call it the magical triangle. And I believe that that's the case because here's the deal. The people that you invite to look at this will sit down and look at it because they know you, they like you, they trust you. But that same person also knows you for whatever your background is. So they know you as, you know, the computer expert or the sales guy or whatever it happens to be that you do. They knew me as the funeral guy, right? But they didn't see me as the travel expert. And so what I would do in the very beginning is I would bring somebody else along with me because they would sit down and look because they knew me, they liked me, they trusted me. But they didn't see me as the travel expert. So I would bring somebody along with me that they didn't know, who I could edify properly, and who became the expert. And because they liked me and they trusted me, and I edified the second person, they bought from them. And it became the magical triangle. And I love doing that. And I can tell you, if the person that you are sharing this idea for and with has some credibility, your numbers are going to be very successful as you show the information to them. From there, the two-on-ones, we built to travel parties. And so I'm not going to talk a lot about how to conduct a travel party at this point. I just want you to understand the basic philosophy that we used in building from travel parties. in the beginning, we made some mistakes. We learned from our mistakes. And so we can help you guys not have to make those same mistakes and hopefully avoid those. And so the thing that we did in the beginning is that when we started up, we used to sit down with a brand new person and we'd say, look, come up with a names list of about 200 people. Invite about 50 of them over to your house Tuesday night. We're going to have you a travel party. And they would do that. And like Tuesday night, they would invite a bunch of people over, and we'd get to the travel party, and there'd be 10 people there, which is exactly the number we were hoping for. But the person, the brand new person, was so upset about the 40 that didn't show up, they didn't even care about the 10 that were there. And they would sit there at the front of the room with their arms folded, their legs crossed, and their eyes crossed, upset because they had 50 people worth of food in the kitchen. And they were mad. And then I was the expert trying to stand up in front of the room, create some positive energy, and then close the room, and it just didn't work very good. And so there's people that have success doing that. And we had some success. They were not all bad. But we learned some things along the way that really helped us improve our percentages and success rates. And so what we did was, instead of using that model to where we just came in and bam, we had a travel party right off the bat, what we did is we would use the one-on-ones and the two-on-ones to create small pockets of success. We would go to the one-on-ones and the two-on-ones as the basic building block. And as we started having people come on board, we started having people that would gain some success. Maybe they just went out and they got their four, they got their fees waived. Maybe they hit the tier one lifestyle bonus. Or maybe they had just gone and gotten their three in 28 days and got a $100 cash bonus. Whatever the level of success was that they had hit, it created positive energy. And now all of a sudden, instead of having one person that's brand new and knew nothing about anything having a travel party, now all of a sudden we would get four or five people that were having small pockets of success to come together, and then we would have them invite two or three people each, as opposed to having one person inviting 50. And what started happening is we'd have the travel party, and when the travel party started, there was a little buzz in the room. There were people that were getting excited. There were people that you could just sense the energy, and the energy levels rose. And the success results followed. And so we started seeing how that positively impacted our growth. And so that was what we just started really focusing on, is using the one-on-ones and two-on-ones as a building block and then into the travel parties. And from there, we would build towards what we call the big shot meetings. And the big shot meeting is just where somebody from out of town that people don't know comes in and does a presentation. Doesn't have to be an IMD, it doesn't have to be an RMD, it can be somebody that's just having success and the people don't know them. And so that was the thing that really created a lot of energy for us as well and was able to help us to really go into momentum. And so when I talk about the meetings or the big shot meetings, here's a couple of things I want you to understand about those as well. I think a lot of people fall into the trap of going from meeting to meeting. They build from meeting to meeting. And, you know, a lot of places, they'll have a regularly scheduled meeting on Tuesday night, maybe one on Thursday night. They do that every Tuesday, every Thursday night. And those are great. And I'm not telling you to change that at all. But here's what I want to warn you about. If all you're doing is building from Tuesday night to Tuesday night's meeting, you leave 6 days on the table in between. And some of you that are doing that, you're looking around, well, dang, how did they go to director so fast? You know, I'm showing this thing every Tuesday night. Newsflash, there's 7 days in a week, not just one. And so the thing is that a lot of people will build meeting to meeting, and they can never truly gain any momentum out of that because there's 6 whole days that pass in between, and usually by the time the meeting rolls back around, that person that they just brought on board maybe last meeting, a lot of that excitement has dwindled. And so use the meetings for their intended use. And here's the thing I love about the big shot meetings. I love big shot meetings to bring people to look at this for their second exposure. That's my favorite way to use a big shot meeting for a prospect. Because if I've sat down with somebody in a coffee shop, or in their living room, or in a travel party even, and then I'll bring them back to just a little bit bigger piece of the picture. Number one is if they come back to that meeting, they've got a true interest. But when they walk in the door and now they see a lot more people around them, they're thinking like, okay, this is a little bit bigger than what I expected. And they see just a little bit bigger piece of the picture, and almost all of the people that I see that come back for a second viewing, if they genuinely have the interest, they'll be there, they'll jump on board. And so that's the thing that I see. The other thing that I love the Big Shot meetings for is I think the Big Shot meetings are just as much for the members as they are the guest. I love to be able to pack out a meeting and be able to go in and talk to people, because it re-energizes people. It re-energizes. It gets them back around the campfire, and it helps them to go out and pushes them to go out and create some energy. And so I love that from a Big Shot meeting perspective as well. But the biggest trap that you want to avoid in that meeting is that, you know, we all want to build a global business, right? If you're just building from meeting to meeting, you can only attract people to that meeting from the distance you can geographically drive people to the meeting from. And usually that's about a 30 to 45 minute trip. If it's much farther than that, you're going to have a lot of trouble getting people to come that far. And so if you're using the one-on-ones and the two-on-ones as the basic building block, you can expand those anywhere. You can cross time zones. You can cross, you know, any boundary you can imagine doing it that way. But if all you're doing is you're attracting people into one meeting from a 30 to 45, I'll give it here in Chicago. There's a lot of people in a 30 to 45 minute radius. But still, you want a global business. You don't want it just based here in Chicago for the rest of your life. And so if you're building that and building it correctly, you can create a lot of energy if you're doing the one-on-ones, the two-on-ones, and then the travel parties as the basic building block, because those can expand any time zone, any geographical boundary, and you can build a team worldwide if you use the basics. The Big Shot meetings are fueled with new blood. They're fueled with new blood, and the new blood doesn't come from Tuesday night to Tuesday night. It comes from the people that are in the trenches Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. That's where the real momentum is created. And it's the successes throughout the week that really cause the meetings to stay viable. No matter where you are, if all you do is one meeting a week, it's eventually going to get stale. It's eventually going to die out. And so you've got to have that new blood to create that continued momentum. From those meetings, we simply build towards the big event, Super Saturdays, regional training events, and then the Big Shot events. We build and promote those events like we've never promoted anything else. And so that's the other thing that I really believe is the magical. We did the Wings and Wheels last night, and somebody in the room asked, what do you do to motivate your people? And I've always found that it's impossible for me to motivate my people or my team. However, if I can get them to an event, the event motivates them. The event takes it to a different level. The event raises people's belief. You see, when you raise people's belief and people gain confidence, they can do the uncommon. And so my goal was always to get as many people into the big events as I possibly could. Because every little piece is kind of like, you know, nobody just jumps into the fire and they just take off and start running. It's kind of like you got to bring people along one step at a time. And part of the step is just going through that system. And I think the biggest impact that really had on me was when I very first got started. That was back when we had acceleration trainings, and we had to fly literally all over the country to attend an event. See, they only had one training every month. It wasn't regionalized like it is now. And so they would select one city, and they would bounce it all around the country, and we would spend a lot of time, energy, and money going to the training events. My very first regional training event or acceleration training event was in Phoenix, Arizona. And so I went to Phoenix, and I took about 8 people with me to that first event. I took 8 people with me, And within 6 days of coming back from that event, all eight people had enrolled at least one new personal. One guy that had been in for 6 weeks and had done zero sponsored six people within the first week of being back. And it was like a light bulb went off to me, and I said, the whole name of the game is to get as many people to these events as I possibly can. If I can just get people to the event, the numbers will take care of themselves. And so that became one of the biggest things that I started tracking personally was every event, I kept a record of how many people I had at that event. And I still to this day do that. It's a lot easier today because now we've got an event attendance tracker report in our back office that you can go in and you can look that number up. And it'll show you every training event, exactly who's there. And so people are watching. If you don't go to the events, they'll know about it, right? And so I started tracking that. It became one of the most crucial things that we did. But that was the key, and that's what we really focused on, was using that system to create and maintain continued success. And so there's multiple ways you can share the information and show the information. I always tell people because I get asked a lot, Chris, what do you think is the most effective way to share this information with people? And the thing I keep coming back to the thing that people have to realize is that it really does not matter what you use to show them, whether it's vacation sooner, whether it's just push play, what you show them. It's how you respond to that information. You see, people are buying you. People are buying you, and if people know that you're committed to this, if you have the right attitude and you have the right posture towards this, people are going to follow you. And that's the most critical part, I believe, of anything that we do while we're doing what we're doing. And so just know when you walk into a presentation, know when you're walking in to share this. In the back of my mind, I'm walking in, and my whole thought process is I'm walking in to meet my new business partner. That's my attitude when I walk in the door. A lot of people will walk in the door with, I hope they sign up. No. You got to remember, they need us. We don't need them. We don't need them all. We just need a few good ones. And so that's the way we get this thing done. Now, who wants to hear about the shortcut? Oh, y'all got a few folks who want to know about a shortcut, right? I get asked, Chris, all the time, okay, tell me now. What's the shortcut? What's the shortcut? What's the secret? What's Jeff and Troy doing they're not telling us about? Guys, here's the deal. There is no shortcut. But what we do is the shortcut. Think about that for just a second, and I'm going to explain it. What we do, there is no shortcut to. But what we do is a shortcut. I'm going to get you to understand that. And so the beautiful thing about this compensation plan is that there's no reason for us to keep a secret from anybody on our team or anybody else. That's one of the great things about our culture. I'll come up, I'll stand before you guys, and there may be a few people on my team in the room, but the majority by far is not. And so I've got no financial incentive to do anything that will help you create success, but our culture in this company is that we do that anyway. I'll tell you exactly what I'll do. I'll tell you exactly what my thoughts are. I'll tell you exactly how I build, because I know that if we create success for our company, we're going to have a preserved opportunity for a long time to come. And that's what I'm about. This isn't a one-time shot for me. This is not something that, we're just hoping, we can come in and make a lot of money real quick and then go to the next deal. Guys, I don't want another home. This is my home. 8 years in. And so we talk about the shortcut, and the thing about it that I keep coming back to is I like to kind of equate this business and this business model to the college years. And think about that for just a second, but we talk about in this company that we have an opportunity to truly create and change some generational lifestyles. And we do. But I've heard Troy, probably Troy Brown was the first person I really heard talk about this subject. But he talked about the season of your life. And see, if somebody had come to me 8 years ago and said, hey, Chris, you'd be really great at this idea. You ought to come do this for a living instead of what you're doing. I'd have slammed the door on them. I'd have never looked at it. But you see, the product itself just made sense. So I jumped on board. And then they just kind of drug me along a little piece at a time. You know, like cooking a frog, right? They just turned the water up a little hotter, a little hotter. And all of a sudden, you knew I was right in the middle of the culture and I couldn't get out of it. I loved it so much. And so I talk about the season. And, you know, I don't know what the season of your life is going to look like, because the season is different for different people. But what I talk about in this business is, and if you really truly understand and get this, when I'm talking about your season, what I tell people all the time is, if you're going to build World Ventures and truly want to get this done, and I'm talking to you today as a builder or a leader, I'm talking to you today as a builder or a leader. There's a lot of people that may say, hey, Chris, you know, I just want to go and take a trip. I'm cool with that. And maybe I'm not talking to you, but I got a feeling you probably wouldn't be here today if you were just wanting to come to learn how to take a trip. I'm talking to you guys today as leaders. And so I'm talking to you today because the season of your life, I'm telling you guys, is like no other. When you're in, be all in. Here's what I mean. I tell people that if you want to come on board and maybe go out for a year, 2 years, and be all in and give this thing the season of your life, you can change some things. And so people ask me, Chris, what's the shortcut? The shortcut is following the system. The shortcut is going through the process. But most people don't go the process and play all out and all in. Most people show up to an event and they'll put it back on the shelf for a week. They'll show up to an event, they'll come home all excited, and they'll put it on the shelf for a month because life got in the way. You know, fast is fun, slow sucks. If you're going to do this, be all in and go out and make it happen. Our plan and what we do is the shortcut. It's not the corporate way. And that's why a lot of times when we go out amongst the unclean and the unwashed and talk to them about what we're doing, they look at us a little funny like, that ain't what I've always been taught. I've been taught that 40-40-40 plan, right? That ain't working out so good for most people. And so here's the thing that I want you to truly grasp and truly understand is that you can have whatever it is you want. You just have to apply yourself and be willing to put forth the time, effort, and energy to go out and get this thing done.